From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The Bush administration was back at Middle East diplomacy today. Condoleezza Rice, now Secretary of State, met with Israeli officials in Jerusalem. Tomorrow she goes to the West Bank for talks with the Palestinians. Rice is laying out the administration's position before Palestinian and Israeli leaders hold a summit Tuesday in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. NPR's Linda Gradstein has this report from Jerusalem.
Secretary Rice met today with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom. She told them Israel must make what she called hard decisions for peace. She also said the Palestinians should wage an effective fight against terrorism. Rice said she was optimistic about the chances for resuming Israeli-Palestinian peace talks and praised the new Palestinian leadership.
Fundamental changes are underway in the Middle East as a whole. Fundamental changes are underway in the Palestinian territories, and the new leadership in the Palestinian territories has expressed its desire for a peaceful future with Israel.
Rice also welcomed Prime Minister Sharon's plan to pull out of the Gaza Strip and dismantle 21 Jewish settlements there. She said there is a chance now to return to the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. As a first stage, the roadmap calls on Israel to freeze settlement expansion and calls on the Palestinians to dismantle the terrorist infrastructure.
And of course, we are supportive of the Israeli government's decision to engage in a disengagement plan from the Gaza and four settlements in the West Bank. I think all of these elements give us the possibility to get back onto the roadmap and to move toward President Bush's vision, which he articulated in June of 2002, of two states, two democratic states, living side by side in peace.
Prime Minister Sharon said he hopes Secretary Rice's visit will help to advance the peace process that Israel so wants. Palestinian officials also say they hope the Rice visit, along with Tuesday's summit, will bring a resumption of peace negotiations. But Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat said there's a long way to go.
I don't want to overload the wagon of expectations at this stage. It's too early. Palestinians and Israelis have not been talking, actually, for the last 4 years. The trust level is below zero. So rebuilding the trust, rebuilding the confidence, rebuilding the engagement is of the essence now.
Officials on both sides say the past few weeks have brought dramatic changes. The new Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has deployed thousands of police in the Gaza Strip and ordered an end to all attacks on Israelis. Israeli security officials say the level of violence is down dramatically, although it has not ended completely. For its part, Israel has agreed to release 900 Palestinian prisoners, 500 of them in the near future. Israel's Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz today said Israel will also free two men Abbas specifically requested and stop its pursuit of wanted fugitives if they agree to end terrorist attacks. Palestinian officials had said the prisoner release offered by Israel was far short of what the Palestinians were demanding. The two sides agreed to postpone the discussions on exactly who will be freed until after Tuesday's summit. Rice will not attend that meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh. She said she prefers to see Israelis and Palestinians negotiate directly. But she is here to tell Israeli and Palestinian leaders that after 4 years of violence, there is now a chance to return to the peace table. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.